Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United States is to withdraw all its troops from Afghanistan by September the 11th this year. White House officials say that later today, President Biden will outline a phased troop pullout from what's become America's longest war. From Kabul, here's Sukunda Kamani.
Many here will see this as a boost for the Taliban, despite it technically being a breach of the May the 1st deadline. Some in the Afghan government had been hoping the new Biden administration would adopt a more conditions-based approach to the peace process. Instead, that's been explicitly ruled out. It seems unlikely the Taliban would want to jeopardize this withdrawal plan by launching attacks against American and NATO forces over the coming months. But the slow pace of talks between Taliban and Afghan negotiators suggests it will be very difficult for them to reach a deal on a power-sharing arrangement by September.
The United States, South Africa and the European Union are temporarily suspending the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID jab after reports of rare blood clots. The US health authorities said six cases were detected among more than 6 million Americans who've received the single-dose vaccine. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Washington.
Officials from the Food and Drug Administration said they were acting out of an abundance of caution. Scientists on a key advisory committee in the US will meet tomorrow to decide on the next steps. While this is a setback for the country, which is making all over 18s eligible for a shot from next Monday, the J&J contribution is still relatively small, accounting for just 3% of the 190 million immunisations so far. Johnson & Johnson responded to the announcement from the FDA by saying it would proactively halt distribution of its vaccine in Europe.
The white policewoman who fatally shot a 20-year-old black man near Minneapolis on Sunday has resigned from the force, as has the police chief of Brooklyn Center, the town where it happened. Dante Wright was killed during a struggle with police after a traffic stop, sparking two nights of unrest. France says it's coordinating an international response to Iran's declaration that it's moving closer to producing weapons-grade uranium, describing it as a serious development. Washington called the move provocative, but the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said they would continue to engage with Iran at indirect talks.
We have been engaged constructively in what we felt was constructive dialogue last week, even as it was indirect in Vienna. While they were difficult and while we expect this to be long, we expect and we have not been alerted of any change in planned attendance in the meetings that will resume later this week. So we are certainly concerned about these provocative announcements, but our goal remains seeing through a diplomatic process, which we expect to resume in Vienna later this week.
World News from the BBC.